Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Football Friday to you. You are indeed in the loop. Let's get to the question of the day. 713-572-4610. What's not actually good, but you enjoy it anyways? Because last night on a Sunday night, or Sunday, Thursday, I'm just saying any football game.
It could be any day.
I'm just...
Whatever day.
On a
football game.
On a Fox, Fox's America's game of the week.
One of them days it ended with why. Yeah.
But Thursday night football... On Amazon Prime, Al Michaels holds down play-by-play on that particular broadcast. And during the game, it seemed like he started busting shots in ways that he really did not need to, which kind of made the game a little more entertaining. The game was more entertaining than it had any business being to the first place.
Yes,
very, I thought very Miami true. Had a chance.
No, they did.
They absolutely did.
I mean, until late, they absolutely did. I thought that they set the tone early, running the football. Like, they got the rookie, Ollie Gordon, out there that seems to have... brought some kind of physical presence to a team that's not known to be super physical, and they still have all of those speed elements.
Yeah, Devon Achane, we got to give him a lot of love in that game.
Yeah, 100%. No, I think all of it was kind of coming together, and you know, they just didn't have it to
kind of screwed
it
up on that specials team play where they ran into the punter. Yeah, and that kind of threw everything off too.
They gave us entertainment. I'll just say that
they did. We'll break that down even further because I think it's worthwhile. But during the broadcast, here was Al Michaels seeming to take some shots.
You know, some teams are good, and they're not particularly interesting. The Buffalo Bills have really become a great team to watch.
They are.
All right. You might be like, well, what was wrong about that? He's right. And I think that's right.
Name names, Al. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I mean, everybody on the social media, and it was a lot of Eagles fans that was like, hey.
Hey, man. Say.
In true 50 Cent fashion, why you say bleep me for? You know what I mean? Like,
what's the deal?
Well, why'd you say bleep me? And it feels like, yeah, I can see it. Yeah. The Eagles are absolutely one of those teams that you look up and you go,
if the shoe fit, wear it.
Yeah. Y'all got all this talent, but these games be dragging out a little bit. But I wanted to flip it on its head because, sure, we could be a little messy. But I kind of like the idea of what are the things that you know aren't good. But it's like, I enjoy it anyways, you know, and being good be damned.
Yeah, I got a couple of things, man. One of them is in the way of entertainment. And then we can do a food one since in the toss, Seth gave us some of his – guilty pleasure foods, things that are maybe good but not great, or good but not actually good.
The tough thing with food is, like, good for you is easy because all those things taste great, right? But, like, the idea of, like, this actually isn't good, but I eat it anyway. I'm interested if there's people that actually have those. We're like, no, this is bad. This doesn't taste bad, but I just eat it.
Yeah, I definitely have a couple. But let's start with this one. Love Island. Because it was topical. this is something that I think took over a lot of internet streets over the summer because that's when Love Island airs. And, like, honestly, man, I realize I live in a different space of these people. Like, they're a lot younger than I am. The social media that they are more gravitate toward is not the social media that I gravitate toward. But the actual content itself is god awful. It is terrible. I would not recommend this show to anybody, but at the same time, I didn't miss an episode.
I need to see what happened.
I subscribe to their to the score, or basically, like, you know, their playlist on Spotify, because they had an incredible score of, like, not spoofs. What are we, cook covers? Like they covered songs that, you know, and they were really good. And so, man, I was into the storyline. I was into the music. I was into the results. I was into some of the social media narratives, even though I'm not on some of the social media channels where they're active. I was into all of this awful, awful, awful content.
That's awful fair. Content. No, that's fair.
I mean, it is terrible. And I was 100% in.
Sometimes just the communal aspect of these things make it worthwhile. Like, we're social creatures, so if y'all all on it, you know, I'm going to get on it too. Is it good? Me. Who cares?
It got me. It got me. So bad, I watched the damn Love Island reunion.
See, now that's when it's real bad. You get the reunion stuff.
Oh, my God. It was worse.
That's the thing. Yeah, once you get hooked to that type of TV, you're hooked.
They got you.
You want it.
And you realize that it's much more the structure of the show, the actual show itself, that makes it interesting, and not the people. Because, you know, the reunion is, or no, it wasn't, it was like it was called Beyond the Villa, not the reunion, but Beyond the Villa. And it's basically just following these regular people's lives who are not special or interesting in any kind of way other than the circumstance that they were under in their particular show.
That's so hilarious. Man, there's terrible. Some good answers already coming here on the text line. Somebody said the smell of gas.
I've heard that.
Like I get that, though. There's some things that you're just like, I like this. Like the smell.
Wait, gasoline, right?
Gasoline is what they mean.
Okay, right. We're sure.
Well, you know what? 346, answer
please,
for yourself.
Please clarify.
Let me not speak for you.
Yeah. Please clarify, because I've heard of the smell of gasoline being something that people enjoy. I've heard that before.
We've obviously heard you enjoying the smell of your own farts, things of that nature, I'm sure.
That I cannot abide by.
I do appreciate that strange. Many people that that enjoy a particular activity very much saw themselves in what you just said. I appreciate that.
That too.
From the 832, Totino's pizza is so terrible, but it's good. Fair. I thought this one jumped out to me when I saw from the 361. Damn near all of ESPN out of actual games, because at this point, you're not wrong. We are losing some of the quality.
I don't think that fits, because I don't enjoy that, though. Like, I've not to just, you know, crap on ESPN, but I've just, like, punted on their stuff.
Okay,
the stuff that I don't enjoy.
Fair enough.
You know, I just don't really consume. But there's so many options out here. It's not like it's the early 2000s or the 90s where all you can do is just turn on ESPN and watch
it all
and watch SportsCenter or watch whatever programming they have. You got options.
Fair enough. Oh, this is all right. I feel like this is because of the individuals from the 346 back in the day on 610, the David Carr show.
I don't even remember that.
I will leave that where it is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But speaking of quarterbacks, right. The first thing that came to mind in my brain was sports related, because I very much enjoy like some certain teams that are just intriguing, even if they're not bad. But it's not a team. It's an individual.
Okay.
And his name is Jameis Winston. And it's not even for the crab legs or the eating the W. That's right. It is watching him play because he has a certain play style. And I think you could probably lean with a lot of these types of dudes that are like, why would I not chuck it up?
Oh, I got one for you.
Let me just chuck this up there. And for me, okay, I'm not a fan of your team, so I don't need you to be good. I need you to be entertaining. And that's one thing Jameis Winston, he's like, I'm going to throw it up there. I got this arm for a reason. Someone coming down with it. Is it the dude in my team's jersey? Let's find out.
He's like a football Nick Young. But better than Nick Young. But that he's like one for me in basketball, where it's like, man, this guy is not a player that you necessarily want on your team. But if he's on the court, I kind of want to watch. I want to see what he's going to do.
Along those lines from the 409, back when the Nuggets were all offense, no defense, entertaining but not good. Yeah.
That's a good one. He's talking about those late aughts Nuggets. Is he talking about like 08, the 08 Nuggets?
I imagine so. We're just about to get some shots up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking about the Phoenix Suns back in the day with Mike D'Antoni.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike D'Antoni, Mari Stoudemire, where they were just chucking it up, man.
They didn't win it, but they were actually good, right?
Seven seconds or less were good.
Yeah. They just didn't win.
Yeah.
Yeah. But sometimes you just get these teams. It's like you have one thing that you're good at, and then the rest of it is bad. But that one thing is enough that is worth the cost of admission.
Yes.
Right. Like, I am here for that thing. From the 210, Hungry Man TV Dinners. Good answer. Not reading that. Actually, you know what? Bleep it. I can read that one. From the 936, sex on the beach. And I imagine that they don't actually mean the drink.
Ah.
Because, yeah. Like, look, you got sand everywhere.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's so many things, like.
And the shower.
The beach. It's the car.
Like, even the showers. Like, hey, let's just get out of here. And let's just go over there. You know.
I feel like this.
Go right over there.
That's right. I feel like this one is fair from Magic on the YouTube page. The show All American, but I would like to widen this out to all these like drama shows that involve sports.
Oh, yeah.
Because as a sports fan, it's never going to look realistic because they're doing impossible things on these fields.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to take somebody and make them do it in a non like actually athletic situation?
Man, it makes me think about that Aaron Hernandez show that they put on FX.
Yes.
Not that long ago. I watched it on Hulu. I forget exactly what channel it was. But it was like so bad. I hate to even say that because I know some people that worked on it.
Right.
But it was awful.
And so sometimes
I watched every second of it.
Like, I appreciate this show, but I'm looking at this and I'm like, that don't look like no run play, man. He ain't complete.
Or a runner.
Yeah, that's right.
Or a runner.
It's like, you trying to tell me that he threw for 300 yards in this game? You sure?
Figgy, you remember when the Texans uniform got leaked and it had that little dude on there?
Yeah. In the 24 jersey.
Yeah, it had the little dude on there in the Derek Stingley jersey, and it's like, man, this is what some of this stuff looked like.
Yeah.
When you put it up in the light.
And hopefully this does not remain the case for very long. From the 346, watching the Texans.
Come on.
Right now, it is this is emotional warfare. Honestly, I think there's someone on social media that said this, and it's remained from with me for a very long time. Being a sports fan objectively is stupid.
Oh yeah, no, that's true.
Like, is there any other form of entertainment that you pay for the cost of admission, and you know on the outside, when you walk out, and you're like, there's like a 50% chance that I walk out of here happy.
When you truly invest in it, yes,
yes, for sure. Especially if you know they suck. So just imagine somebody like a Browns fan, just you know the season about to be awful, but you spend all of this money to support.
Yeah. But it's especially true when you cross that line of like not just liking to watch, but really, really caring about the team and caring about the result. Yeah, like the more you care, the less rational it actually is.
And so you gotta hope that they meet your investment where it was and they give you something good to watch. And that's why it's super important this Sunday game.
Hey,
make us feel better, ladies and gentlemen. We need it.
I was not ready for how real that was, watching the Texans.
Like, brother.
Like, that hit. Because, I mean, the accuracy, though, yo.
Like, it'll ruin your day. Hey, it'll ruin your week. All of a sudden, you're just mad at things, and you're like, why am I mad? Oh, that's right, because the Texans didn't handle business. Yeah, that's why.
That's that real.
Because Henry Toto didn't break down when he had an opportunity on 4th and 10 to get them off the field. All right, I need to stop. We're going to take a breath. We're just going to all decompress. Damn. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL, talk about what actually ended up being a good Thursday night football game. We will do that on Sports Radio 610.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.